Good afternoon. Let me go ahead and call the study session for the Mesa City Council for September 17th, 2007 to order. First item would be to review the items for the council meeting this evening. So let's go to the packet and go through those. Nothing on page one, page two. The Fox Pizza is continued. I think they're still putting in, we have a report in our packet on that, so that answered that question earlier. Yes, Scott.
On 3E, I just wanted to confirm that one was already taken care of, right?
3D and 3F. F is deleted.
F is deleted. Did she say in the last study session 3E was, or they took care of the issues and they have all their permits? Yeah.
That's
3E is good to go?
Yes. Okay. 3E is in compliance. It has all its building permits.
All right.
That's what I thought. All right. Thank you for confirming. Okay.
Page two, page three, we get into contracts. Right. Continue, let's see, page four, introduction of ordinances. And page five, resolutions.
Tina. 7A is off at my request. I have a conflict. I teach at the Polytechnic campus, so I will be declaring a conflict of interest upstairs. I won't discuss that matter.
Okay.
Yeah, my first.
Yeah, all right. Tom.
I just want to confirm that items 7B, 7C, and 7E are all for overtime payments. The time has already been incurred. We're just accepting grant money to pay for the already incurred overtime.
Good evening, Mayor. Councilmember Rawls, Commander Mike Dvorak with the Mesa Police Department. That is correct. These are reimbursement for overtime monies that's allotted for the officers that are at the task force.
Right, and the overtime has already been worked.
Right, the overtime is granted for a one-year period. Okay. They give you a set fee. It's actually used throughout the year.
Okay.
And then it's actually logged for each officer within that time frame regarding that amount.
But okay, yeah. I'm just trying to decide. I'm not in a particularly favorable mood toward the drug war this evening, and I was thinking of voting no against the drug war, but I'll let these go.
Okay. Takes us over to page six on resolutions. Questions on those? 7E through 7I, page seven. This is the introduction. Well, this is the adoption of the different ordinances. Okay. And that takes us to page eight. 8F is still off. That's the Queens Park. That has been sent through with the modifications that the developer indicated would be made, the 80-foot, the rounded corners, all those aspects. Okay. And there was a legal opinion, some questions on that, whether there was anything. I think Tom had asked that question, and we have that response. Is there any questions on that?
No, Mayor, I just want to thank Debbie and John for getting us the information that we needed to address the neighbors' concerns about the legality of what was going on.
Okay. All right.
And I guess it's part of the public record, isn't it?
It is. Councilmember Rawls, it went out in the packet.
Right. It wasn't in blue paper.
It was not.
Right.
All right. All right. Then we, bottom of the page, take action on the following resolutions and ordinances, 9A, 9B. Page 9, subdivision plats. We have a design, review board appeal. And we have some information in our packet on that one also. Any questions on the agenda for this evening? The clarification? All right, let's go back then to item number 2 is acknowledging receipts of minutes of various boards and committees. We have, a motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, passes. Hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. Any updates? Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. This morning, Councilmember Jones and I participated in a press conference to announce the GAIN, Getting Arizona Involved in Neighborhoods event that will be taking place in the city of Mesa on October 20th. This will be the 10th year that we've participated in this, and we invite neighborhoods in Mesa to join with us, contact the city. We're asking them to contact us before October 5th so we can make the plans to have city staff people, police, fire, neighborhood services, council members go out to visit their events. And I don't know if we have a phone number for that someplace for who they're supposed to call. Do we have one ready, or are you going to just hold one up in the audience or something, or where are we on that? They're looking back and forth. So maybe by the time we get upstairs, Mayor, maybe we'll have one actually upstairs.
I think we probably will.
Now. Okay, thank you.
All right. There was a board meeting at Williams Gateway this morning in which the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport name was accepted unanimously by the board members. Also want to report on a conference that I attended Thursday, Friday, Saturday, was with the National League of Cities and Towns. I'm a vice chairman of the Finance Committee. Did submit a resolution to the full board for approval to work with federal, state, county, and do a revamp of the income tax for the country and make sure that the cities are at the table so they can discuss what services communities provide and what different service levels and required funding are necessary. And suggested looking at a VAT or flat tax or some other forms of taxation than what we're doing today to more model off from the 21st century instead of when we were a manufacturing society. So that resolution actually passed out of the committee unanimously, so that will be one of the resolutions that will be considered by the full board at our New Orleans conference. Anyone else have any updates? All right. Scheduling and meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, for the next two Thursdays, so September 20th and 27th, we have study sessions starting at 7:30, and our next regular council meeting will be Monday, October 1st. Thank you.
All right. There's no other business. The study session then is adjourned, and we'll reconvene upstairs for our regular council meeting.